This is Northwest News from KNKX. With word this week that Seattle's Key Arena will host next year's WNBA All-Star Game for the first time ever, there are new developments in the effort to make that venue suitable for the NBA and NHL. Meanwhile, plans to build a proposed sports arena in Seattle's SoDo district continue. We get the latest from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Things seem to be happening quickly now, Art. Why is that?
Well, there's two deadlines coming up in the new year in 2017. In November, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray is up for re-election. And the Memorandum of Understanding between arena developer Chris Hansen and the city and county expires. So there's an urgency now taking place that both parties see as essential to get something going right now.
So there's Hansen's proposed project in SoDo and now a possibility of rebuilding Key Arena. What's the latest on that?
Well, Hansen's been trying for 5 years to build a SoDo project, and he's taken on additional public firepower with the adding of Russell Wilson to the partnership group. They seek a second hearing in front of the Seattle City Council. You may remember in May, the council voted 5-4 to deny the permitting for a street vacation, Occidental Avenue, which is where the arena would reside. And they proposed to do something different with their project this time. No public money. And then they also have a bunch of other public amenities that they want to enhance the project with in SoDo. But the new group has great intrigue, I think, for a lot of people because it's a Los Angeles company with considerable chops in the arena building business. It's called the Oak View Group, and they propose to rebuild Key Arena in its current footprint and privately own it and operate it and lease the grounds from the city of Seattle. No money spent on its project. So it is a remarkable shift, and it's only at the beginning stages here because the mayor is going to put out a request for bids for anybody interested, and this company will submit a bid, and there may be others. And the CEO of Oakview is a guy named Tim Leiwicki. He's the brother of Todd Leiwicki, who was the CEO of the Seahawks and currently is now the COO of the NFL. Brother Tim was in Seattle this week campaigning for his proposal, which offered a number of things that we did not know before: complete private ownership and a willingness to spend millions of dollars answering the mayor's request for a proposal that will tell us whether a building can be operated profitably for a private entrepreneur and fit in the footprint as well as in the community.
So let's assume the rebuild of Key Arena would be doable. What would be the biggest challenge in this project?
The biggest issue is traffic and parking because, as we all know, Seattle Center sits in an urban community, Lower Queen Anne, and all of the residents there are concerned about the impacts of having a new arena that potentially could have 80 to 90 pro sports sellouts per year. It would be a major shift in the usage of Seattle Center. But as the Oakview Group says now, there will be three more east-west streets opening up after Bertha is done digging the tunnel, 99 goes away, and the landscape of Lower Queen Anne will change dramatically for both traffic and residences by the time that's through. So they have to think about that, as well as the technological changes that will be happening with sports consumers in the very near future with the advent of virtual reality, the ability to watch games with a headset as if you were sitting at courtside. So high drama awaits the city of Seattle as these two competitors fight it out to put an arena here.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.